As Tim said, my name's Jonathan, and I accept you told a bit of a lie. I'm actually not so much going to talk to you about why you should use Launchpad. That would just bore me to tears, to be honest. Launchpad's good. You should use it. But what I want to talk about a bit is why we, the developers of Launchpad, even bother developing Launchpad. So I want to tell you a bit about just a bit about the thinking behind Launchpad. So for a start, I'd like to just point out that I'm just a wee bit in the parlance of the southern tribes of these islands, I'm a wee bit embarrassed because I've been to LCA before, and LCA is largely about, when I've been to LCA in the past, it's been about kernels, it's been about virtualization and file systems, and here I am talking about a Python web app, which makes me feel a little bit off. It also, I also feel a little bit awkward because Launchpad is something that's actually designed to take the focus off itself. Launchpad isn't about how cool it is to use Launchpad, it's about helping open source programmers do their open source programming better and faster. It's about making free software better. It's about improving the user experience of the end users of free software, in particular Ubuntu, by making it faster and easier and more fun to develop. It seems to me that it's a bit silly to focus on just one bug tracker when the actual real focus, the thing that Launchpad is really trying to help manage and destroy, are the thousands and millions of bugs that swarm all over the face of every free software user's desktop. So what I want to do is I want to show you some of the thinking behind Launchpad. I want to show you some of the thoughts that we've done, some of the thinking that has gone into Launchpad. There's some good bits, there's some bad bits. It's like a crock pot, like a stew of thoughts. Some are a bit jaded, some are a bit cynical, some are optimistic. Some bits are good thoughts, some bits are bad thoughts. You'll find nice, tender, juicy morsels of lamb and some rough bits of pineapple skin that somehow managed to make it into the stew. This is Launchpad, this is our thinking. I guess I haven't told you what Launchpad is. Some people here will not know what Launchpad is. Launchpad is a code hosting, it's an environment for hosting your open source projects, your free software projects. It's, you can do your bug tracking on it, your code hosting, your translations. You can build packages for Ubuntu. You can do end user support on Launchpad. You can plan your project. It's got, there are many, many things you can do on Launchpad. We built it for a bunch of reasons. But the reasons that, the things that make it different from other things like SourceForge, like Berlioz, like Track, like GitHub, and other things are two main differences. One is that Launchpad has been designed always to have a single instance. It's always been designed to be a launchpad.net web service that other people, that the people use to connect to and share with others on the internet. The reason it's done this way is for another reason. Launchpad's all about cross-project collaboration. Launchpad is built in the understanding that free software projects don't exist in isolation. They're not desert islands. They're not this one thing standing by itself in isolation from the rest of the free software world and from the rest of the free software community. But instead, that free software is more like an ecosystem. It's more like a bunch of things that sort of a little bit separate, but sort of stand together and build this whole new world together. And so Launchpad is set up as this one hosted environment so that we can suck in all of the free software projects like the evil ring of Sauron, except in a good way, to share and enhance it all. If I'm going to explain why we did Launchpad, there are two ways of explaining why you do a thing. One is the historical reason, and the other is a series of nice logical arguments backed by diagrams. And that's what I'm going to do now. The historical reason first. So way back when, Sit down, I'll tell you a story. Way back when, back in the mists of time, back before there was such a thing as Ubuntu even, there were some people working for a company called nonameyet.com, and they were working on making the Ubuntu distribution, and they realized that they would need a different infrastructure, a different architecture for handling for building Ubuntu than was used for Debian. These people realized that they were going to face problems that Debian might not face. So one is that they'd have a huge number of bugs. Ubuntu has always been targeted as a desktop Linux application, and it's become quite popular. And what this means is we actually have a huge number of users of Ubuntu who actually don't distinguish between Ubuntu and FSpot, or Ubuntu and the GIMP, or Ubuntu and the kernel, or X. People who don't even know what X is. People who can't distinguish between different kinds of suspend and resume failures. We have this massive, willing, helpful, friendly, wonderful user base, and a lot of them want to contribute, but a lot of them don't have the years of hard-earned knowledge in the free software community to distinguish between different projects, to be able to triage bugs effectively. So that often, a thing that happens is we get this huge influx of bugs all filed against Ubuntu. And we care about these a lot. Now, some of these bugs are things that Canonical has introduced. Some of these bugs are things that Ubuntu developers have introduced. Some of these bugs are things that are part of the patches that we make to the applications. And those kinds of bugs we want to fix because they're our fault and because they're easier to fix because we made them in the first place. And other kinds of bugs aren't Ubuntu developers' bugs. Other kinds of bugs are simply bugs that happen in upstream development. And we want to fix those too, but we also want to make sure that the upstream developers know about them. And even though we want, but we don't want to just palm it off, you know? We don't want to just say, oh, we're going to palm off these bugs to upstream developers, because we also want to keep a track of them, because these bugs also matter to our users. So we wanted some system that would let us understand that bugs could take place across multiple pieces of software and help us to be able to track bugs in upstream software and also that same bug released in Ubuntu. We needed some way of helping us to distinguish the bugs, one from the other. The big motivation behind developing Launchpad is that back when we started it, back in 2004, we realized that distributed development was going to be huge. Distributed revision control systems, people doing their work in branches and then merging them together into a trunk branch, has always been something that we've built into our system. We've always understood that it was going to be something that was going to be huge. So we worked on Arch, ages and ages ago, like 2004, Aaron? Ages. And then we gave up working on Arch because it was a little bit too hard, so we forked it. And then we started working on Bazaar, and we released Bazaar sometime in 2005, about 3 weeks before, a couple of weeks before the first versions of Mercurial and Git were released. It's always been something that's been very important to us. And when we were starting this out, no bug tracking system, no hosting system had a really good, clear understanding of how distributed revision control would fit into a workflow, fit into developers' lives and so forth. So we needed to do that. And the final reason is because we needed to build Ubuntu itself. We needed to have some way of building the packages. We needed to have some way of implementing our own unique upload policies for Ubuntu, which are different to those of Debian. We needed to have systems for supporting our different architectures and whatnot. We also needed to be able to plan release cycles, to plan UDS, and to do the translations work that we do. So all of this is the reason why, all of these are the historical reasons why we built Launchpad. I actually personally think that historical reasons are generally the worst kind. that, you know, they're useful and they're helpful and informative, but generally you want some better reasons. And for me, I like nothing more than a series of clear explanatory diagrams. Unfortunately, Tim didn't give me much of a budget, so I could only afford this. And this is actually, believe it or not, the diagram of Launchpad. You might not credit it. Now pretend I had a laser pointer or a giant sword. I would point with this laser pointer to the guy on the top with a king hat, or the person on the top with a monarchical hat and a crown. That's what they call them. The hat of monarchy is a crown. Okay, so that's our user. That's like the end user looking, sitting at their Ubuntu desktop. And this end user, as you can see the Ubuntu logo, is using an application, a packaged application in Ubuntu. That's the big oblong box, cube. And this application, sad to say it, has some bugs, right? So I'll keep walking. This application has some bugs. And those bugs end up being filed by that user in Launchpad under Ubuntu. So LP, Ubuntu, right? These sit in Launchpad under Ubuntu until a triager, which is a wonderful person who triages bugs and has antennae, takes those bugs and then forwards them to the upstream bug tracker, which I represented like so. This upstream bug tracker could be on Launchpad, it could be external. Then a free software developer, represented as a pirate, this isn't making a legal statement, this is just because I can't draw ninjas. Yeah. Exactly, ninjas are invisible, they strike when you least expect it. He or she fixes the application, fixes the bug, releases a new instance of the application, and then a packager, like a Ubuntu dev, a Motu, picks it up, packages it, and then uploads it to the archive, and then when Ubuntu gets released next, King user gets this new fixed version of the application, and the bug is fixed. And that's kind of the development cycle of a large chunk of free software. Now, Launchpad actually is involved in a fair few of these bits. Like, so obviously it's the place where they file the bug initially, but it's also, as Bjorn's going to be talking about in just a moment, is able to forward bugs upstream to upstream bug trackers. So we can forward things to GNOME Bugzillas or certain track instances, and that's really useful. Launchpad's also involved in building from the new release into a package, and through PPAs, which are personal, like mini Ubuntu, mini Debian archives, you can they can be released instantly and tested on Ubuntu's, on a person's desktop without waiting for the next Ubuntu release or without compelling them to upgrade to Lucid or Gentoo or the next release of Ubuntu, the development release of Ubuntu. So Launchpad's involved in all of these things. And there's finally something that I'd like to, as an English speaker, and this being my only language, I always forget, is translations. So the translations guys have beards and funny hats, which indicate that they're foreign, because I can't draw anything else representing foreign. So you have a musketeer over there who's putting translations into Launchpad over on the Ubuntu side, and you have a musketeer over here who's putting translations into the application on the developer side, and Launchpad has that wobbly line with the thing that looks like XU but is actually XN in my handwriting, feeding the translations backwards and forwards, and Jeroen's going to be talking about that a bit later. This is the cycle of development, and Launchpad is involved in pretty much every part of these stages. But it's not good enough yet, and this is something that we're working on, and kind of the point of this session. So I've got my back to you. If you look at what the user is using, the thing is they're using a six-month-old copy of an application. Often, you know, they're using whatever was around, whatever was released by the upstream when we did a feature freeze. that's what the 6 month thing is. And it's got stacks of patches on it because Ubuntu sometimes has hundreds of patches over and above the released version of the software. So a bug report filed by this end user isn't actually necessarily relevant to our pirate ninja, who is who's actually only really cares about the latest versions of their code. They only really care, well, at least I personally as an upstream developer only care about trunk because anything else has already been fixed. So there's this tension between what our huge numbers of end users are using and what people who write code are actually doing at the moment. There's also problems at the moment in that although we can forward bugs upstream, it's too hard at the moment. It's too hard to easily just shoot a bug off to an upstream bug tracker. At the same time, we don't want to make it too easy because no one wants to be flooded with the huge numbers of bugs that Launchpad gets filed, that Ubuntu gets filed against it every day. And although people can, if they want to, find particular latest bundled versions of packages in PPAs, they can't, there's no real good, clear sort of channel for always finding the latest versions of code. There's sometimes it's a bit hard to find out how to beta test something. So, Launchpad. I walk away from my notes, and then my notes are over here, and then I'm over here, and I don't know what's wrong with my notes. It's very confusing. What I really want Launchpad to be, what I really hope Launchpad can help, is by sort of directing, or just making sure that every bit of work or effort that's put in by any member of the free software community, whether it's an end user, a bug filer, bug triage, or whatever, that sort of work gets put in front of the person who's most able to make use of it. That's something that Launchpad is well positioned to do and something that I think could just make all of free software better in a gradual way. It would be what I'd like to see Launchpad be very much is a place where bugs are clearly visible to those who can fix them and who are directed to those that can fix them and aren't cluttering up the pieces, the views of people who can't fix them, where the patches are submitted to the people who can actually apply them and review them and think about them rather than just sitting in a bug tracker lingering, and where the fixes to the bugs and new features get released as quickly as possible to the people who can actually use them and test them. And that ultimately that there will be love and free hugs for all via Launchpad's pirate, musketeer, crown guys. So, right. That's the Launchpad story. That's part of how we are today talking about bridging the gap between what's on a user's desktop and what happens in the upstream development world. And that's all I have to say. Any questions?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a developer of a package which I have both on SourceForge and on Launchpad.
Yes.
And I have to admit there are a number of problems I have with Launchpad just trying to get it to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that my current release series is in the 0.8 series.
Mm.
I've somehow got it configured so that it sees trunk as something different.
Mm.
I'm always confused as to how I should fix that, and it often seems that I can't.
I can help you.
Okay. Another issue is, can you do something about the uploaded files when you do a release in terms of being able to put them into folders? Because
no.
I tend to have a tarball release, a Debian, an Ubuntu package release, and a Fedora package release, all of which I tend to try and want to upload to Launchpad. At the moment, that means people see a list of about 35 files in one directory.
I reckon, so no, we don't have a folder support thing yet. tarball offloading, you could file a bug. It's a bug tracker, we use it. So I'd be happy. So yes, that seems to me to be a perfectly reasonable feature to have. It's not there yet, I'm afraid.
Yeah. The other thing that would be useful to me beyond that would be something that when you put a group of packaged files into a directory, then creates the appropriate archive indexes for it.
So do you know about PPAs?
No, that was...
Learn about PPAs.
Okay.
Yeah, so PPAs mean that you don't have to upload your deb, your binary deb. You upload your source package and we'll build it for you for a whole bunch of different architectures.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so how do I find out about that?
You go to help.launchpad.net.
Okay. And how, as a Launchpad user of some 3 or 4 years standing, am I supposed to have known about that?
Ah, well, glad you asked. So, we have a blog, blog.launchpad.net. We hide these names suspiciously, just as part of our cunning plan. We've got blog.launchpad.net, which announces all the new features and whatnot. Also, although I don't have a screen in front of me now and I have no idea how to use Tim's QWERTY British laptop, there's a link on every page. Well, there's a link in the footer to help.launchpad.net. How'd you find out about PPAs? Another way of doing that would have been to go onto Hash Launchpad on Freenode, which is quite busy, and ask about it, or Launchpad, although we've got a mailing list. One of the perennial problems with Launchpad is that we've got too many features. We have so many features. I want to get rid of like half of our features, but no one will let me because everyone loves at least one of them. And so it's really hard. One of our challenges as developers is to help new users or intermediate users learn about these new features. The corollary, of course, of having all of these features is there's an occasional bug, like you mentioned, with the release folder thing. Any other questions?
I've used a few other hosting environments in my time. I have seen Launchpad a lot, but I haven't actually used it for a project. What would be the two or three features that you would suggest of Launchpad which would convince me to go and have a look? Like the things that are better than the other places?
I don't know about you personally, but I can tell you what makes me like it. So one is I've got a real thing for code review, and I really, really like the way we handle doing code reviews in Launchpad. So it means that if you're people can just push up bizarre branches or mirror their Git branches or their Mercurial or Subversion branches to Launchpad, and put them up for review in a nice, easy way. People don't need to ask for commit access. They can, you can see it visible on a nice dashboard in your project. That, to me, is one of the nicest things about it. The other things to me that would persuade me to use it, I also like Bazaar, which Launchpad is the best hosting environment for. And what else? I mean, those would be the two big ones for me personally. Other people say things like, so the bug tracker is really good. I've been using it for so long that as a developer, all I can see are the kind of bugs in it. But like many, many people I talk to say the bug tracker is amazing and awesome and wonderful. And so, and I can see what they're talking about there. And translations is apparently better, although, again, I suffer from being a horrible monoglot and I didn't realize there was an 8th bit in ASCII until recently. So, those would be it. Any more questions? Does anyone want to volunteer to sing a song? Okay, no, wait, was someone putting their hand up? No, okay, right, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. The next talk isn't for 15 minutes, so if you want to get up, stretch, do what you need to do, and you're entirely welcome back, or you can just sit here and play with the internet.
think.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Is it working?
No.
Say something.
Hello? Okay, now it's working. Okay. Kind of. Yeah.
I can give you the other mic to do that.
Let's try with this and see.
We have 2 minutes. Yeah.